A group of Hajj travel agents are waiting anxiously at the offices of the Kenya Hajj Trust. Sharif Hassan, the leader of this trust, has managed to arrange for a plane to ferry them together with their clients and fellow pilgrims to Saudi Arabia. One of the agents who is scheduled to leave for the Hajj is Hassan Jethwa of the Jethwa Group Agency.
My experience is for 20 years, I'm working for a group, taking group to the Hajj.
Planning for the travel of thousands of people is never easy. This year has been particularly challenging for Hassan Jethwa and his fellow agents.
Up to now, there are about 300 people, the judges. They've got the visa and they're not right. Like me, I am the group leader, taking 70, 80 people every year. And myself, I got visa yesterday, 2 days before.
Every year, thousands of Kenyan Muslims board Saudi Arabia-bound planes for the annual pilgrimage. Their travel arrangements are handled by dozens of Hajj travel agents under the coordination of the Supreme Council of Kenya Muslims, popularly known as SUPKEM. Abdul Latif Shaban is the director of this decades-old national organization.
SUPKEM, for more than 20 years now, has been charged with the responsibility of coordinating the Kenya Hajj mission. Our role is to coordinate the activities of agents who have registered with the Hajj mission as business entities.
This coordination ranges from complex transport and accommodation issues that Hajj travel agents handle to the simple matter of identifying each other.
The Supreme Council of Kenya Muslims, using the Kenya Hajj mission, provide one common identity. We have our national flag. We have one identity badge for each and every pilgrim. We do have team leaders for all the teams that are going there.
Despite the logistical challenges that this year's Hajj has faced, Jamal Gaddafi, a popular TV presenter who has previously performed the Hajj, says that it was definitely a life-changing experience for him.
I remember started shedding my tears the first time I saw the Kaaba. I really cried. I couldn't believe. I remember when I came back, I felt like there's some habits or some things I need to change. And one of my work is hosting. I used to host clubs, parties. So I thought I should stop such things. And I started praying more of sunnahs now. And it was such an amazing feeling because I felt like I was so light.
For RFI, I'm David John Bokali, reporting from Nairobi.